feel free to pull something off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You both understand what I mean by rapport?
Just general conversation.
Any questions? Have fun, talk loud. I'll see you in 15 minutes.
Well, how are you today?
Fine.
It's a little strange, but...
Yeah, leaves and...
Yes, me too.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Where are you from?
I am from McAllen, which is 300 miles due south. And how about you?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. I have some relatives in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A great aunt and some cousins. Do you know where Keller is? It's right outside.
Keller, yeah.
They live in there. But, yeah, I have a few friends from there. I used to live in Denton.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of my neighbors live in Denton. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't even remember the last names now that you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
I lived there for a real short time. But... Done anything exciting today? What sounds...
Yep. Just sat outside in the sun.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. I had to chase down a book in the library. I went to the... Went down, not the, any in the UT system, but in the Austin Public Library. So I've been running around all day, doing that, going from branch to branch as they tell me to go here and there.
And what are you majoring in?
I'm an art major.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to switch over to, well, not switch over, I'll get 2 degrees. So actually the 3 or 5 classes for an advertising degree.
Really?
So I'm already taking some of that. How about you?
Business major. Hopefully accounting, but I think I'm going to change my mind after this semester.
What made you take 305?
I'd like to. I heard it was interesting.
And easy?
Yeah, well, my friend who told me it was interesting made a C.
Did he have entry?
She had somebody else. But I didn't take it because I thought it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
I took it because she said it was interesting.
Oh, I get it. It turned out better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, so. I'm not much for the little exercises.
Oh, really?
Because I get shy, I get real embarrassed.
Well,
I can't do that kind of thing. Well, anyway.
That's kind of fun. As we move down our little list here.
Pets.
Pets. Do you have any pets?
None that are interesting.
No, I had some fish, but they all got the plague, so.
I have a dog, but it's just a mutt.
I came in after I guess it was spring break, and all my fish were living on top with black grass on them, so I decided I thought, not. It's just some kind of fungus, but I cleaned it out.
That's gross.
I know, but that's something good. So I think I'll revitalize it when I get home. I don't know what happened to it. Seen any good movies?
Actually, no, I haven't seen a movie in forever.
Did you watch the Academy Awards? They were kind of unrehearsed as usual.
What got up this picture?
Gandhi. Gandhi, whatever.
What about Tootsie? Did it get anything good?
Not Jessica Lange got Best Supporting Actress.
I would have thought that he would have gotten.
I would have too.
Best Actor.
I was rooting for him.
Who got it?
Ben Kingsley, the guy who played Gandhi. So he got a lot of awards. Tootsie didn't get much at all. And what's the most things? Meryl Streep got Best Actress for Sophie's Choice. Have you seen that? That's really good.
I haven't seen any movies. I really haven't.
Poverty stricken like me.
Really? I don't know. It just doesn't ever seem like I've got time. Whenever I've got a free evening or something, I either most of the time I'm studying during the week, and during the weekends there's usually other stuff to do, and I just never get around to seeing movies.
Yeah. Are you in a sorority?
I'm a tri-del.
Tri-del, really? Do you know Laura Williams? She's from my hometown. We're good friends. I think I know some others, but I forget.
A bunch of girls in our class are tri-dels.
And you? Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Margie and Stephanie and Barbara and Laurie and Tricia.
A lot of them. Did y'all all decide together, or did you just round up that way?
Yeah, it was just kind of random. I didn't know anybody was going to be in there.
Yeah. I have some tri-del friends at other schools, but not too many here. Laura and... You know, Michelle Moffitt? I mean,
Girlie.
Molly Mitchell.
Mom. Mm-mm.
I think she might have gone inactive or dropped or something.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
I don't even know that one. Michelle, Molly Mitchell. She's blonde hair.
I've never heard of her. Are you sure she's a title?
I think she's, if you're a sophomore, she's a year older than you, so she might have gotten in a year and then dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we graduated last year, I think. Anne Franklin? Or Alice Franklin? Well, that's a big... She might have gone inactive too, I don't know. I mean, do they do that? Go inactive in a sorority or something?
Not very often, but sometimes. I knew most of the girls that were in the chapter last year. Mm-hmm. So maybe they, you know, maybe they dropped out of it before, probably even pledged. Hmm. I don't know.
Who knows?
Let's see.
Well, are you going to graduate in 85?
I hope to.
On schedule and everything?
Yeah, I want to go to law school.
Oh, good. Here?
Or yeah, I want to. I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not.
Yeah. You have good grades?
Well, I had good grades until last semester. And then I kind of played too much. And I just couldn't get motivated after taking summer school all summer.
Yeah, that would be. I'm taking it this summer.
Really? It really gets you so sick of school, you don't even want to think about it when you come back in the fall.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's what happened to me, and I just couldn't get motivated to study at all. And henceforth.
Yeah. You can take it again this summer?
No.
Just take it easy. Go back home or?
Yeah, I'm going to go home and work.
Where you work?
I'm trying to get a job in an accounting firm so I can just have some experience since I'm an accounting major.
Yeah. Well, that would be reasonable.
Just doing anything.
Yeah.
I'll be a gopher.
Running around.
Yeah.
Well, you get exposed to it.
I'll type files. I just want to be in the office.
Yeah. That sounds good. Have you lived in Fort Worth all your life?
Yep. How about you?
I was born in Harlingen, which is near McAllen, down. Way
in
next
Arlington?
To the border. Harlingen. And then moved to Denton, and my dad got his doctorate at North Texas.
Do you know Kathy Harris? Mm-hmm. She's from Harlingen. I guess you wouldn't know because you lived there when you were really young.
I have a few friends there, but not many. And then I moved back down to McAllen. I've been there for about 10 years. So.
Really? Well, I was really born in Dallas.
Okay, well.
I've lived in Fort Worth since I was about 6 months old. So.
So you know the territory pretty well.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever think about going to TCU or?
No.
Do you not like it?
Well, I bet everyone that I know that goes there likes it a lot, but they just, I don't know.
You didn't want to go where your parents are? Or?
Fort Worth just is so, it's not really that small. It's got like 500,000 people, but it's just so Fort Worth. There's just not a whole lot to do.
My dad grew up in Fort Worth.
Really?
Well, until about 8th grade.
So. Where did he go to school, do you know?
I really don't know. I mean, he didn't go to high school there, so.
Oh, he didn't.
I don't even think he remembers. I mean, he knows the neighbor. It's real poor section now. You know, it's middle class now.
It's grown so much. All the old neighborhoods have kind of gotten bad.
Yeah. He never was real big on Fort Worth.
He wasn't?
No.
I love it. I want to live there eventually, but...
Well, probably the area you grew up in. And
I just wanted to get out, you know, during college. I didn't see any sense of growing up and going to college and living there after,
What high school did you go to?
Pascal.
Is there a high school... No, I can't think of the name of it. I knew a friend who went to... I had a friend up here. She graduated last year, but went to Fort Worth. Sarah Pumphrey?
Yeah, I knew her. Yeah.
Well, it's a small world. Didn't she graduate?
Yeah.
She did.
Well.
Was she a tryout?
No, she was a Pi Phi.
That's right.
She, I don't know if she graduated. I thought she was only 2 years older than me.
Then maybe she's graduating this semester. I had her for English, and she was a junior when she was taking freshman English.
I haven't seen her all year. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her. I used to see her last year.
She was going to do something, either graduate and go work in Florida at a hotel or something like that. Did she go to high school with you?
Well, I knew her in high school. She didn't go to my high school. Mm-hmm. Fort Worth is small enough that you pretty much know everybody who's coming down here.
Yeah, that's true.
You might not know them extensively, but you'll know their name.
An idea.
You'll recognize their face or something most of the time. though.
She's funny.
Yeah, she is.
She's in that. Well, are you ready to be through this semester?
I'm ready to be through with school, but I'm not ready to go home.
Yeah. I think I'm ready for both.
I've been living in an apartment this year, and I love it.
I know, isn't it fun? Where'd you live last year?
I lived at Hardin House.
Oh, really? There is old place, hey.
Yeah, and you can see how I would like living in an apartment.
Let's
that's
see.
In there.
Do you remember, how big is Hardin House?
There are a couple hundred girls that live there.
Yeah. Would you know Melanie McAllen?
Yeah, I know who she is. I don't. Yeah. She probably knows my name, but we didn't really know each other, you know? We knew who each other were.
Yeah, we just saw each other. She's a good friend of mine.
But Theta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know her.
She's funny. She lives in Weslaco, which is about 20 miles from McAllen. So, and some of her good friends are friends of mine in high school.
Oh.
So we are friendly. It's funny, I mean, you can almost always find somebody who knows someone else, even though a college is big.
Where do you live here?
I live up on 29th and West, in the Warwick Apartments. You know where Everett Hardware is?
Yeah.
Right behind there.
Oh.
It's kind of quiet. I like them.
Do you have to like ride a bus in and stuff?
No, I have a moped, so I just...
Yeah, so do I. Don't you love it?
Yes, it's fine. Do you live around campus or on Riverside?
I live on 24th, like right next to that sub shop, and right across from Tri Towers.
Mm. In Croy?
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty. What happened there with the fire? Did it...
You mean the fire in that little area?
I guess. I don't know. I just saw a bunch of trucks there.
We went, like, a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a field that was right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were some people that were living in the wooded area in that field. And I think they had a fire going and caught the trees on fire or something.
No. But they got it out in time.
Yeah, it burned one of my friend's car.
Ooh.
Because it has a fence line like that and their car's at park right there. And the fire was right there and it burned her car, kind of melted it.
Burn up the engine or anything?
No, just the outside. Well, some of the engine parts had to be replaced too.
Yeah. Did she get reimbursed or?
Mm-mm.
I guess not, since it's her property or whatever. Those are pretty. I like the model. When I went by and saw it.
Yeah, they're really nice. The only thing I don't like about them is that they're so noisy.
Oh, really?
Ours is noisier than the other side, but everyone's just so wild all the time.
Really? Is this real secure?
Yeah, it's real secure. I mean, we hardly ever lock our doors.
Oh.
Just because nobody would ever, with the way it's built, they've got those locked gates that go to the outside on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And stairways, and they're all surrounded, you know, and everybody looks out the window all the time. If anybody tried to steal anything, somebody would see them. So I don't think it's real secure.
But, yeah, I guess that might even breed noisiness, though, since everybody is all, you know, gets real friendly.
Yeah, and we know everyone that lives around there, and everybody just kind of drops in when they get bored and stuff.
That can be fun, but boring, I mean.
That's another problem I had last semester with schools, because I tried to study at home, and there's just no way.
Yeah. People dropping in, or
just people dropping in, and people's stereos are blaring, either above you, or on the sides, or below you, or across the way, and if they have the window open, it just kind of echoes in that area and stuff.
I live in Plaza 25 down near Lamar. It's catty corner from the Teak House and SDT in that area. It was loud, like really horrible. Sweet mates.
See, and they're doing that construction. I live on the side, right where that field is, between like Quick Mart and Croy. I live right there, and they're doing all that construction.
Are they building new units or same?
It starts at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, you get the class on time.
It's horrible.
Do you have any 8 o'clock classes? Or?
I did last semester, not this time.
Why?
I learned my lesson. God, I was miserable all semester.
I'm tired. Just wait till you get into the workforce. And have to get up at 5:30.
The thing is, then you're going to be used to going to bed early.
That's true.
Now, the noise around in my apartment lasts till 2 or 3 in the morning, and then when you have to get up and be at class at 8, you're just going to...
I know.
Just dragging.
Can get your clock set when you're...
Yeah.
And you'll have that input from other folks.
If you go to bed early, it's really not that big a deal getting up early, but if you don't go to bed, you can't get to sleep because of the noise until 3 or so, it's pretty wearing on your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder how many more minutes we have.
I don't know.
I hear it ticking away.
Let's see.
What else can we talk about?
What about hobbies or sports interests?
Well, I'm not too sports oriented, but I like to swim occasionally, especially when I'm lying out, but
really?
Getting a tan. Yeah. What do you do in the summer for fun?
Well,
scoot around, or your time is up.
I guess we should keep talking.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Hello. It's all right. You got some stuff to write about.
Oh, good. Okay. Have you done attitude scales before?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I need you to complete the information on the side of both forms, and you're going to have to write in sophomore. Okay? Take each statement as representative of your partner, circle the response that most closely matches your opinion.
Okay.
On the second sheet, with the information on the side, these are bipolar opposites. Okay. Take it from one extreme to the other. If you think Joanne is more good-natured than she is irritable, check here. Take
right.
These as degrees of difference in between. Okay.
Just an X for a check?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go back and listen to what we said?
Yes, I've got to transcribe everything you just said.
We spoke in French. Was that the wrong thing to do?
Do we just circle these?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. we haven't been considering running through collecting data. I'll let you know when that is. If there's still time in the semester, I'll give you some feedback about what you were really doing here and how that helped. And I'll be sure to give you the extra credit.
You're not going to tell us what we were really doing?
No, not until I'm done.
Of course not. That's the way all these experiments were. We were lying.
Yes. By the questions, you can kind of have an idea of what you were getting at.
What's your guess?
I don't know exactly. But you can tell how the questions were geared. Mm-hmm. What kind of things you were looking for.
Okay, but you don't want to tell me what it is. Okay. That's it. I really appreciate you coming.
You have two more to go now?
Yeah, looks like.
How many people have you done?
I've done 128 people so far.
Goodness.
And I'm four away from
that's
being done. It looks like my 4 o'clock pairs.
But you've got it all written up anyway?
No, not all. Well, I've still got all the transcribing to do. I've got half of the tapes transcribed, so I've got another half to do.
And then, so are you working it all summer? Or?
I hope not. I'm supposed to be done shortly. I'm trying to be done at least by June.
You're through with all your class hours and everything?
What?
You're through with all your class hours?
Yes.
Okay.
So the only thing left to do was to collect the data. Transcribe it, analyze it, run it through the computer, type it up.
And turn it in.
Yes.
See you Tuesday.
Hopefully you'll be calling me doctor before that.
Doctor
Anthony.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.